Hey guys, welcome back, You're just tuning in. You're tuning in to Amber Smith's Keeping It Real one-on-one, baby. Yes, God, honey. Listen, why they mad at Cardi B, though? Why? Listen, I'm the first one to tell y'all that, you know, I'm all for females of all races and all ethnicities being as one. But I was reading an article today and they were talking about Cardi B and they were saying how, you know, black people allow, you know, people of other races to, you know, be superior at things that we do. And everybody's talking about how no other black women, no other rap, female rapper had won the Grammy. The people that they were comparing her to were all black women, and they were saying how they ain't let none of them get no Grammy, and how Cardi got a Grammy. Just she slid through the cracks because she was not black, although she acts black. I mean, y'all tell me what y'all think about that. You know what I'm saying? But for now, yo, party's in the building, kid. Yo, she stuff what y'all talking about, but look, like I say, I ain't on nobody's side. I love music. I love Cardi. I love Nicki. I love it all. You hear me? But I definitely do agree with the black thing. I can't say that because we do. We tend to cheer on people that are of different races of us and are not, you know, our people, which again, there's nothing wrong with that, but we don't want to cheer on our own people. And of course we do. Some people do. And a lot of our people do have a lot of fans. However, if you really go back and look at things and a lot of like the rap music and stuff like that and see who's really buying that music, you know what I'm saying? Go check out who's really buying your favorite rapper's music. Who's really paying their money to get that music and download that music. Check it out and you'll see exactly what I mean. Because, baby, it ain't blacks. Just remember that. So, you know, a little bit of that is true what they were saying. But listen, shout out to Cardi for that. You know, they're saying they stole a lot of people, you know, that did a good album this year. Like, my boy, I can't even think of his name right now. My mind is old boy from Cali, man. I can't think of his name right now. I don't know why. I listen to it every day. I'm tripping right now because I'm just, ooh, I got so much going on. But anyway, like I said, they were just saying that a lot of people were robbed of their, you know, of not being able to get that Grammy in the rap category. But y'all tell me what y'all think about that. Y'all make sure that y'all subscribe to my podcast. There will be more. The more that you subscribe, the more that I will have to offer. And also, when you guys subscribe, you're able to leave me messages that I can share on the air and we can have fun with those. So listen, I'll be back. You already know. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Ah, you like that. Hey, y'all. Y'all already know what y'all tuned into. Y'all tuned into Amber Smith's Keeping It Real one-on-one. Listen, baby, I done told y'all what's going on. We finna talk about Jussie Smollett, honey. Jussie. Okay, so look, y'all go ahead and get your pens and get your... I'm talking about get your pens, Lord. I do so many podcasts. Grab your drinks. Grab your smokes. Grab your whatever you do. And we about to get crunk, all right? All right, peace. All right, y'all, so I'm back. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning into the livest podcast on this motherfucker. It is Amber Smith's Keeping It Real one-on-one. If you don't like a raw and unfiltered and cussing and all that shit, you don't want to be here because I keeps it real, baby, raw and unfiltered. Whatever I feel like saying, I will say. But listen, I want to talk about Mr. Jussie Smollett. Now, look, I told y'all from day one that Jussie was out looking for man meat at 2 o'clock in the morning at zero degree weather, looking for Subway meat. Footlongs. You know, Subway. Baby, now the police say they don't believe his story, the corroborations. I'm not saying that he didn't get beat up, because I think they got a video of him, you know, tussling with some guys or whatever. But you already know, when you're on the search for that man meat, things happen late at night. Listen now, everybody know Jussie Smollett is a big star. And if Jussie Smollett want a sub, he can get somebody to send out for him a sub. And mainly, I understand that people might want to go and get their own stuff. But at 2 o'clock in the morning, and this was in Chicago, it was -5 degrees. And Jussie Smollett decided he wanted to walk out at 2 a.m. in the morning and get him a Subway. Listen, baby, that Grindr date that he was looking for, he done met him somebody on Grindr. Let's tell him, Jesse, I love you, baby. We love Empire. But we can't sit up here and tell these lies, Jesse. Bring it on home, baby. Just go ahead and tell the truth. Let everybody know that you was out there looking for some man meat. You were looking for a foot long, but we understand what type of foot long. Jesse, keep it real. Just keep it real, Jesse. Okay, yeah. But anyway, so yeah, baby, that's what's going on with Mr. Smullett now. And so the police are saying they're getting ready to, or that they are... Chicago PD intend to charge Jesse Smollett if a false report was filed. Okay, so that's what they're saying. I don't know the ins and outs, but y'all know I'm going to get up on it and let y'all know what's going on. So let me find out what else is going on that I want to talk to you guys about. It was something that I was going to talk to y'all guys about. Hey, listen, if you guys are not following me, make sure you follow me on Facebook, Amber Smith, at The Super Influencer. Make sure you follow me at BBW Extraordinaire on Instagram. And just make sure you follow me on all my social medias, guys. And I'll make sure to give you the links to my YouTubes and all those things like that. But listen, if you guys have any questions or any advice that you need, make sure you send it in. Make sure you subscribe so that you guys can leave me some voice messages and I will play them on the air. And, you know, things like that. Y'all know I got to take me a break, get me a little bills paid around here. But I'll be right back. We're going to talk. We're going to chat. Let's do it, baby.